Kia ora and welcome to this episode of The Amateur Astronaut. I'm Frances Duncan, an author and the founder of the Jane Austen Society of Aotearoa New Zealand. My co-host is Amy.
Kia ora.
Today we're discussing Chapter 16 of Northanger Abbey. In Chapter 16, Catherine is disappointed in her visit to the Tilneys. Isabella is bitchy, then dances with the newly arrived Tilney, and bitchy again, but blames the fact that she's bitchy on the fact she has to wait to get married, rather than that she's a gold digger. But so clearly in front of Catherine.
I'm taking the first chunk of the awkwardness at the Tilneys somewhat to be that, like, Catherine kind of unknowingly accepted a pre-proposal from John Watts's face in the previous chapter, and potentially they have heard about that.
Oh, okay, that's your interpretation.
There seems to be a vibe there. We get awkward Tilney dinner.
But I love that she has such high hopes that she's gonna be disappointed.
Yeah.
Regardless. I mean, this is something Austen talks about later in Pride and Prejudice. When Lizzie's going away on holiday without her sister, she's like, having this one source of regret that my sister is not here with me means that I can actually have a good time because the bad things already happened, basically.
Yeah. And then Isabella is immediately like, well, just ditch them forever.
Yeah, they suck. And Catherine is sure it couldn't be General Tilney's fault because he was tall and handsome and Henry's father. Very important reasons.
Yeah. 100% logical, well thought out, well argued, well justified, no notes. We have another, like, Austen author note as well. Surely it would not be the newly arrived Tilney, the brother, who would cart her off into a vehicle and do all sorts of gothic heroine TM things. No.
His admiration of her was not of the very dangerous kind. Oh, maybe Catherine's not actually that dramatic. Maybe it's Jane Austen?
Yeah.
Isabella tells on herself in this chapter.
Very much.
Of all things in the world, inconsistency is my aversion.
Yep.
He never thinks of you. He's so fickle. How different to your brother and mine. John is so constant.
Constantly annoying, yes.
Constantly annoying.
And again, this is the man who contradicted himself twice the first time we were in a carriage with him. Now.
So she's decided to sit out of dancing because her boyfriend's away. Fear. She's like, oh, must I go? I.e., tell me I have to go because secretly I want to.
Yeah, but it would be bad if, like, I was, like, at the last stages before engagement and still went dancing with other people. Like, that would look bad. But if I've been made to come to the ball and just, like, happened to be convinced to dance, then it wouldn't be my fault.
Captain Tilney also protests against dancing. I struggle with his motivations. I don't really struggle that much with Isabella's motivations. No. She's just like, pretty boy, let's go. Catherine thinks that he's being good-natured. He sees Isabella sitting down and fancies she wants someone to dance with, but she's not going to dance. There's this beautiful exchange with Henry when he says, I understand you. I cannot speak well enough to be intelligible.
To be unintelligible, yes.
You saying that my brother wants to dance with Miss Thorpe because he's a good person convinces me of your being superior in good nature to everyone else. You can only see the good in people. So lovely.
So lovely. I do wish that she had just a hint more social awareness, just because it has gotten her into a bad crowd, a bad situation. I just wanted to know how bad the person that she's like, ah, oh, this is my best friend, is to her. Recognize that as something that should not just be brushed off in a way.
But I feel like Mr. Tilney's reading it because he says, you're telling me to be surprised at your friend's conduct. So I am, right?
Yeah.
But my brother, I'm not really surprised. Something I believed him perfectly equal to. I see what both of them are doing. You don't. That's cool. Captain Tilney lays it on really thick with Isabella. I think we're getting some of his words when she's relaying to Catherine what happens.
Mm.
After aspiring to my hand, there was nobody else in the room. And it was not that he wanted Amelia to dance. He wanted to be with me. She goes on to say, I hate fine speeches and compliments, but every eye was upon us, even though I would have given the world to sit. Wow, he's played her so well.
my entire comment for that paragraph was just, sure. But it is interesting that she doesn't recognize that flattery game when it's played to her rather than when she's playing it.
So Catherine is innocently doing the same thing. She is flattering Mr. Tilney and in finding him irresistible, becoming so herself.
Mm-hmm.
We like to be liked.
Yeah.
She is worried when Captain Tilney comes to talk to his brother that he might have heard something bad about her and separate them. I mean, obviously that's not what happens.
No.
Thankfully.
It was an excruciating 5 minutes. It felt like such a long quarter of an hour.
Isabella brings up her ideal man again. She hates florid complexions and dark eyes. Florid is another one that doesn't sound very flattering, like sullen. Like,
mm-hmm.
What? It's so funny that the end of this chapter is, oh yeah, your proposal is fine with my parents. We can get married, because she's just been like almost stepping out on him. Mr. Morland's going to give them a living, which is like a church where the son can preach, £400. And as soon as James is old enough for it, because you've got to be 24 before you can take orders, which is why he can't have it yet. Plus, he's going to give him an estate of at least £400. So £800 is pretty good.
Yeah.
But they do have to wait the 2 to 3 years. Oh, you can see straight through Isabella. She's like, obviously it's the waiting the 2 years, but she's like, everybody has their failing and everybody has a right to do what they like with their own money. This is the crazy thing, that we don't have to deal with your parents giving you something to live on. You can go out and make your own living, but mm-hmm. they're like, how can I afford to have a family, Dad? Help me out, man.
Yeah. Hey now, don't be like that. We're coming back around to that requirement.
Oh.
The bank of mum and dad has been vital for most people, and it will be vital for most people my age and younger, being able to exist.
Catherine's gaslighting herself.
Yeah. Catherine is talking herself out of acknowledging and noticing things that she's noticing.
She's endeavouring to believe it's only the marriage, and then when she sees her next time, she's like, no, everything's fine. Okay, so I'm endeavouring to forget. Isabella is not like that. I know her. She's not like that.
No, definitely not. Surely not.
But it's so clear that the Thorpes
must, like, they're having money trouble or something. Like, they're here in Bath to marry off the daughters and get rich.
And they seem to think that the Morlands have a lot of money.
They live out in the country and they've got 10 kids. They can have a lot of money. The amount that you will be getting will be like a tenth of that, though.
Yeah. Though living in town would be more expensive than living in the country, so...
That's what I mean, is like they're living out in the country, so like they have country money. We can afford to live nicely in the country. We can't afford to live nicely in London.
And I get the impression that the Thorpes live in town, or just out of town, like that they're not living in the country somewhere quiet.
No, because it's very obvious that Isabella is like, oh yeah, I love the country. I definitely have spent more than 20 minutes in it at a time, for sure. I love the country. I want nothing more than be a country wife. Of course, me who has fun in the pump room and the balls and the social nature of Bath, definitely want to be in a very small, secluded rural village.
So isolated. The primary school that I went to had about 200 pupils, so you knew basically everyone. And that's what it would be like living in one of those little villages. You'd know everyone and there'd not really be any change. And you cannot get away from your past actions.
Oh, no.
Which I feel like maybe would not go down well for Isabella.
No, because she relies on being able to flip to another person when someone starts to get sick of her.
Burn that bridge.
Yeah.
And that's our discussion of chapter 16 of Northanger Abbey. I'm Frances Duncan. This has been Emmy. Thank you for listening, and we wish you happy reading. Good thing I edit these things. I was listening to a podcast this morning, and the woman literally said, I never edit these things, after she'd made a mistake. Like, seriously? Just popping back in to let you guys know that we have merch now. I haven't actually got merch with my face on it. That seems a little weird to me, but if you really want it, let me know and I'll do that. There's merch of the Jane Austen Society of Aotearoa New Zealand's logo, some Jane Austen merch, and some Pride and Prejudice, heavily Pride-focused merch, too. It's on Redbubble, and the link is in the notes. Happy buying!